Hey, black folks, Ms. Roslyn X, right back with you. Just want you to know that the black man, woman, and child is the best that the earth has to offer. There's none better that walks the face of this earth better than the black man, woman, and child. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the division between Africans and Black Americans. And we're going to talk about why is it so evident in 2020 that there has been such a conspiracy, for lack of a better word at this time, to keep Black Americans and Africans from the country Africa from uniting and getting to know one another, and the animosity that has been created between Black Americans and Africans from the country Africa. Why is that? Why is it that Black Americans can plan a vacation to every known place on the globe, but they never even consider the thought of visiting the motherland? Why is that? Is this some form of self-hatred? Or is it because what you have seen on TV, because let's face it, many blacks, the majority of black Americans, have never visited Africa, have never visited the motherland. So why is it that black Americans have such a negative outlook when it comes to the country Africa? After all, we do know that's where it all started, and we do know that a lot of our ancestors did migrate from Africa. We know that a lot of our ancestors were brought over here against their will to the Americas. So, how can we as a nation, a strong, beautiful black nation here in America, how can we, moving forward, connect with our African sisters and brothers? You know, I've been watching a lot of videos and blogs, a lot of vloggers on YouTube that's really attempting to show us the true, real, and beautiful Africa that every other nation on the planet except black Americans and even the Africans that were born there and has been there their whole life cannot enjoy the planet. Why is it that Europeans, Britain, and Chinese have a bigger stake in Africa than black Americans? You know, us powerful black Americans who are over just about 60 million strong. That's just those who've been counted in the census, and who possess $2.5 trillion of black buying power collectively. How is it that we, in all this time, have not connected with our African sisters and brothers? Why such a disconnect? Why don't they know our true history? And why don't we know theirs? We are one, in the same. And I want my audience, I want my beautiful black Americans to understand that what happens to black Africans, what happens to black Jamaicans, what happened to black Britons, what happened to blacks all over the world is of utmost concern and should be of utmost concern to the most powerful blacks on the earth, black Americans. And it is time that we take our stand. It's time that we unite with the motherland. You should not be flying to England or London or Paris or France or Great Britain or none of those other countries. You should be going to Africa. You should be seeing the beautiful country. That's where you should be going, to Africa. Africa is beautiful. We are beautiful. So how is it that there is such a disconnect? Where did this disconnect come from? And how can we as black Americans repair this relationship? How can we connect with our brothers and sisters in Africa? You know, we should be traveling to Africa and really experiencing the continent for what it really is and enjoying the beauty of Africa. And Africans should be coming here and they should be embracing the black American sisters and brothers just as we should be embracing them. And I have really, really been thinking about this a lot. And I'm trying to figure out what, should I say, is behind this disconnect between the two people that really are one. So I'm going to take a quick station break for my sponsors. And always remember and always know, no matter how you feel today, no matter what's going on with you in your life, always know that the black man, woman, and child is the best that the earth has to offer. There is nothing better. There is no other race that comes even close to the beauty and splendor and wonder of the black man, woman, and child. I'll be right back after a quick station break. Miss Roslyn, and I'm back at you. And welcome to my channel, Hey Black Folks. And thank you, my family, for tuning in and listening to what little old me has to say. Yes, we were talking about the disconnect between African Americans and our brothers and sisters from the country Africa, and why such a disconnect. That really has been on my mind for the last year or so, and I've been reading a lot of material as to different opinions, as you know, in interviews, as to why African Americans don't want to visit the country Africa, how they feel that Africans were complicit in the sale of their own people to the Europeans and the Britons to bring to different countries to become enslaved. And Africans just say that that is not true. And every nation had slaves, but they never sold blacks to the Europeans, you know. Whether it happened or not, I don't know. What I am more concerned about is why is the Chinese setting up a whole army and have millions and millions of people in Africa. They've elected a Chinese president in one country in Africa, and I want to know why the richest country in the world, where we come from, why are Africans not enjoying their fruits of the labor, their country, all over the whole country? Libyans are being sold on the open market, and it doesn't bother black Americans who our forefathers went through that same thing. And as I say, what happens to one black person on any one continent? It affects black Americans. We come from all over the globe, so it affects us majorly. Remember that. Hey, black folks, always know that the black man, woman, and child is most deaf, the best the earth has to offer. Most definitely, we are that, the best of the best. There is none better. But we need to find a way to connect to the motherland majorly. In a major way, we need to find a way to connect to our people in the motherland. And to connect to the motherland, we should be taking trips there and staying down in the villages, not always just in the hotel. It's not what TV portrays it to be. Because think about this, my beautiful black Americans. If Africa was the poverty stricken country that they portray it to be on the news media for the benefit of black Americans not to flock there, they wouldn't, other races of people wouldn't have such strongholds on the country. If it was so bad and everybody was starving, no, the black people over there are starving. But the whites, the Britons, the Chinese, and every other race that has migrated to Africa are enjoying the fruits of the labor of the motherland, but not the Africans. And that is another reason why it's important and imperative for black Americans to stand united as one strong nation in the United States. You know, we need to connect with our brothers and sisters in the motherland. It's imperative. There is an uprising going on in across the country of Africa. Those young black sisters and brothers that's coming up now, they're not buying that everybody is enjoying the fruits of the labor of that country, the gold, the minerals, and all the wealth except them. And so it's a lot of uprising going on. But black people, black Americans, hey, black folks, we must have a response. We can no longer sit on the sideline and not have a response about what's going on on the continent of Africa. We can no longer sit back and not have a response as to what is going on with black Americans here in the United States. We need to start connecting the dots. And those dots are standing as one strong black nation in the United States, where other black nations across the world will follow suit. Having a strong voice in the World Bank, a strong presence in the United States, united, and this can only happen united. We really, really, my beautiful black Americans, we really must connect with our beautiful black sisters, brothers, and children in the motherland. Eventually, we must connect, really, with blacks around the world, on all the other six continents. We must connect with them, because it's our time. It's the reason why the media has portrayed Africa to be this hellhole. But I've never been to Africa, but I have done extensive research in the last 3 years. And my research has led me to know that Africa is a place for all blacks to enjoy. Just the same as the Germans, the Britons, and the Europeans are, and the Chinese and every other race is enjoying it, and enjoying America, and enjoying life on all seven continents. Not so for the black man, woman, and child. It is a fact that on the seven continents across the United States, there is no justice, there is no peace for black people. And it is our time to not only connect with our black brothers and sisters in Africa, Jamaica, the Bahamas, but the world over. And it starts with black Americans taking that first step and standing as one united nation here in the United States. And then we'll be better equipped to connect and help out and support our black sisters and brothers and children over in the motherland. So, black Americans, hey, black folks, we need to make that happen. Yes, we need to make that happen. We need to not only understand why the disconnect between African Americans and Africans, we need to fix it, and we need to fix it now. We are all one in the same. Believe me when I tell you that we one in the same. And I could tell you that what happens to blacks anywhere in the world is of great concern to black Americans. Of great concern to black Americans. We're the strongest black folks on the earth. And we must connect with our other black sisters and brothers on the seven continents on the earth. And it starts right here in America, where black Americans taking a stand and connecting with our black sister brothers and children in the motherland. We should have stations all across America where Africans can come and learn and stay for 90 days, 6 months, a year, 2 years. And they'll be taught and they'll learn and they'll live in the black communities with the black people and attend black HBCUs. And on the other hand, black Africa should have places where blacks can go and experience Africa for what it truly is and stay, and it should be free of charge, and we can make all this happen, and we can connect to blacks across the world once African Americans take that stand and unite as one nation. We need to be connected to the motherland. We need to be connected to our brothers and sisters and our children in Africa. immediately. We need for this to happen immediately. So, I just wanted to give you something to think about here tonight. I have a lot going through my head. I can't sleep, so I'm up during this pandemic. And I'm just talking to you guys on my podcast, and I hope it gets through. I hope you're listening. I hope you get something from it so that we can stand as one strong nation. We have to stand as a strong nation going forward in 2020 here in the United States. And we have to figure out why the disconnect with our African brothers and sisters and children over in Africa. And why has this disconnect and hatred for one another? Why is it there? And why has it been allowed to foster and foster over the years? And why haven't we, in all these years and all the devastation and everything that Africans have went through on their own, in their own country, on their own land, and everything that Black Americans have been through, it just seemed like it's like ludicrous not to connect. We have such a shared experience, but we don't know that because the powers that be and the media, they don't want us to connect. And think about it. It's a reason that they don't want us to connect. So that should be all the more reason why the olive branches need to come out. And I'm going to talk about this further later on in next week. I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to do a little more research. And hopefully my Black sisters and brothers, my beautiful Black people in America and the world over, I hope that we can all rise as one world nation. But for now, we need Black Americans to rise and take that lead. And we need to connect to our sisters and brothers in Africa. And they need to connect with us. This is the only way this is going to work for all of us going forward. I love you. And always know that the Black man and woman and child is the best that the earth has to offer. This is Mrs. Roslyn X signing off from Hey Black Folks. Love you guys.